not gonna be in the podcast, by the way.
Welcome back.
You could just copy and paste. Hey, where are your headphones? Put them on. This is not fun without headphones on.
Driving.
Driving in my car. I'm feeling so far.
Hello. Parents just don't
millions
understand.
Millions of peaches.
They just don't understand.
Peaches for me.
Oh my gosh. Millions of peaches. Peaches for free.
There once was a man sold peaches by the can in a factory downtown.
Story.
I had my little way, I'd eat peaches every day.
Peace out. And then two times Tuesday.
Millions of peaches. Peaches for me.
Wait, what about millions what about of the peaches?
I smell
isn't
sexy.
It ironic?
Don't you think?
All right, what was the spin
it's like
doctors?
Rain.
The spin doctors.
Oh,
the
spin doctors is my jam. That's
I
like
know,
I've,
that
got,
was
a,
cassette
I've got the playlist. That's my uncle's favorite jam.
That
so
was. We had a cassette. We had a little case. We put all the cassettes in.
Okay, are we ready to do this? Let's do this.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Stop and
millions of peaches.
Peaches for me.
Hey, welcome back to another
What's
episode.
Up, everybody?
Don't tell mom.
Don't tell mom.
I'm going to turn my chair around like Zach Morris would. I'm going to get my inner Kelly Kapowski vibes going here.
Yes, he's my favorite.
I need a backwards hat and some denim jeans and some white heel tops.
I'm not even going to ask questions, Colin. Whatever
you know what's up
your
with
fancy.
Saved by the Bell every day at 3:30 p.m. after you got home from school?
Oh yeah, every day. We'd fight over the remote just to watch the same thing.
Welcome to another episode of Don't Tell Mom. I am Cullen and this is my sister Brittany.
What's up, y'all? Hey.
This is a podcast where we talk about a bunch of crap.
Anything and everything goes, Cullen. Okay? Everything goes.
I got a plate full of pizza in front of me and you've got a yearbook. And
oh my gosh. A
note. I'm painting a picture here for the people that are listening on the podcast. We've got Ninja Turtle and other stuff from our last podcast. If you missed it, that have been
I got cotton candy, which is actually very quiet to eat while podcasting. No one would even know.
The fluffy stuff.
You just
it
let
says.
It melt in your mouth. No one would ever know.
It's the, literally the name is fluffy stuff.
Yep. So guys, what's going on? Hope everybody's had a good week. I know I have.
I have too. It's been great. It's been wonderful. It's been good.
It's been wonderful.
It's been busy.
Colin, we have gotten an awesome topic for today. We just came up with this today too because we just both have so many of these stories. It's
and I'm honestly on time out real quick. Side.
Oh God! Here we go.
Swerved.
ADD.
You just got butterfly. Swerved. Send in voice messages, yo. I checked the voice messages app on Anchor, and there were no messages.
What? Y'all have to go to
like,
Anchor, the app.
I keep seeing comments. I was going to do it, and then I forgot. Or, y'all, we want to answer your questions. Like, send us just any generic question about
something. I want to hear your stories.
Like,
just
too.
Tell us your stories.
Questions
I just
and
love
stories.
To hear
even, like, anything. Like, let's just interact. I want to hear your voices.
Everybody's shenanigans that you got into? Tell.
Yeah.
Do tell.
Maybe
do
my
tell.
App needs to be updated or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, send in, guys. Go to Anchor, and we'll try to put a link in there. Cullen does all that fancy work. So
yeah, it's the Anchor app, and just send us. Just so we can like literally hear your voice and talk to you one-on-one.
That would be so much fun, you guys. We want to hear from y'all. So please send them in, and yeah, I want to hear maybe even a story about if you drove a car while you were under the age of legal driving cars.
Oh, yeah. Send those in. Because
I'm sure we're not the only ones. Is it like a Southern thing where everybody drives underage? You know, you got like the dirt roads in the truck that dad's letting you drive down.
At the warehouse, you know,
right?
Loading dock and
fort
stuff.
Forklifting and driving trucks,
like,
buddy.
Like just, hey, run that bag of cement over to the office over there across the way. And it was just a gravel dirt road, you know?
I don't know what it is. We just all love driving stuff.
Yeah, and he was like, I trust him.
No matter what it is.
Like, it was an old beat up blue Dodge. This is, okay, let's just get into this. This is my first story.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let's hear it. Culinary. We were like, driving underage.
I don't know. I was like 11 or 12 or something. You know, just old enough to like, I hit puberty and went like Stretch Armstrong.
You were like this. And he's too cool to hang out.
It was like my body went bang.
Just started time to like drive. Expanding. He can reach the steering wheel, folks.
I could like touch the floor when I took a shit.
That is TMI and inappropriate.
I was like, whoa, my toes are touching. Ah, it's cold. And then I remember Dad used to get the hairdryer out and blow his stuff off. You don't remember this?
Yeah, we're not even talking about that. We're talking about driving underage. And you're talking about something else.
So I think I was kind of like correlating.
You were old enough. You were tall enough that you could drive a car.
Tall enough. To where I could reach the pedals without like help or assistance or anything. So I started just being able to drive around this lot and just kicking up dust and stuff like that. And
it was fun.
Yeah.
Let you, was this like with his permission or what? Was this?
Oh yeah, he was like, just drive the truck over there. And
he knew what he was doing, like, but it was going to be really fun for him, you know.
And he knew I would stop early. Like, I would park like 10 feet away from the loading dock and then be like, come on
super
back.
Careful.
And they're like, keep going. Uh-huh. I'm like, I'm not going to keep going.
That's awesome.
Let me get out and look.
Dad's
so, yeah, he was cool
about stuff like that. Do you remember the first time that he ever took you driving, like that you ever got to drive while sitting in his lap? I remember it was in the Blazer. We had this old Chevy Blazer. It was this gray beat up, you know. Well, I think it was nice, maybe, and then it eventually was beat up. But he would take us down to the park. You remember the parking lot in the park? And he would put us in his lap, and he would let us steer while he drove. So I remember doing that and just thinking that I was so cool. I got to drive a car. Oh my gosh. You remember when you're that young? Like, I know it's hard to think back to like what your mentality was when you were that age, but I just remember that was one of the coolest experiences for me because it was like it was something adult, you know, it was something big girls do. So I love that. Dad was very cool about all that.
Yeah, that's so funny you said that.
And that was one of those don't tell mom because Dad would be like, don't tell your mother I'm letting you do this, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And I think I don't know if it's the day and age or whatever, but like literally just tonight we were driving the golf cart home from the pool and Gaines was sitting in my lap and we started to like straighten up and I was like, let me move the trash can or whatever. So I got out at that moment in time it was like, I'm going to let her just steer it in.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, who cares? Like if
it's a golf cart.
A golf cart. I'm not going to push it that hard. You know, I'll control the gas. And, you know, I still like bumped her hands a little bit and stuff like that. But I think, you know, I was like,
you're there to supervise. You're there to help. Yeah. And it's fun for the kid. And
well, and it kind of correlates too with our vlog from the other day on our daily channel. And y'all have a daily channel too. Or not a daily channel, but y'all have a channel too. Y'all need to talk about.
We try to do it weekly.
Yeah. And, a YouTube channel. Blog. You need to plug your YouTube channel.
Southern Fried Maple Leafs. And, you know, it's funny because we're trying to do the vlogging thing, and it's fun. We work, like regular jobs, too, during the day.
They're
so
hilarious,
we're not doing it every
though.
Day.
Y'all are hilarious.
We're not doing it every day. And Corey, he's very... he's crazy, y'all. He's got, like, the coolest personality, but sometimes he gets a little frozen in front of the camera, you know? I mean, a lot of people are like that, so it's totally normal.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry, guys. Yeah, but, you know, it's cute. I think it's endearing, and he's just very, my husband, he's very, like, just who he is who he is. You know, he's very non-assuming, like just the way his personality is. And he's funny, and I just love him.
It's so cool.
I try to catch him on camera a lot, but I do it. Try to do it every week. So y'all check it out, the Southern Fried Maple Leafs. And I've got an awesome driving story, too, from, like, well, we've had lots of driving stories. I guess the driving underage thing. So I was probably, I don't know, Cullen started this, first of all. He started driving underage. We would steal the car okay, and sneak out, and we go to Waffle House, and it was like a mile down the road, or we go to Loreno's, which is like this little convenience store. Yeah, it's like a little neighborhood supermarket, you know, family-owned little place, and we would steal the car and go down there and like buy Laffy Taffy.
Now, I mean,
like we were that young that's what our motives were, was to go buy candy, you know.
I've got a question. What do you think, Dad enabling us
when we were young,
to like figure it out and like be ambitious and like be.
It definitely piqued our interest, but we got it from both
sides.
But
like, it's like what you want to do as a parent. Like now that I'm a parent, I'm like, yeah, hell yeah! Like let's let them just, you know,
have fun.
Figure out the light switch. That's why there's sensory boards and stuff.
Like, I think that is one thing.
Like, let them figure this out, and then. It's like, oh, God.
There's like a line between responsible and not responsible about it. Like, especially if you're out in the country, you're at the lake, or you're doing, you know, you're out in the middle of nowhere, then that's one thing. Like, when we'd go to Papa's house, we were always driving stuff, you know, the four wheelers or the go kart. Well, the go kart was really what kind of got us our, you know, need for speed.
Good transition. This is good.
But we did the we had this go-kart and it was awesome, and up in the we were up in Lookout Mountain, Georgia. Our pawpaw was the sheriff.
Mentone,
all that area. And
what up, Menlo? I would love to be from Menlo. I'd be like, yo, I'm from Menlo.
We have family still that lives up there, but we would go to our papa's house and we had all kind. They were always tinkering with something out in the yard, or some kind of car, or dirt bike or, you know, the go-kart was our favorite. We actually both have some go-kart stories from driving the go-kart. We would like one time I was driving and my cousin Sade was in the passenger seat, and I went around a curve way too fast and dumped her.
Were you 10 or 11?
Yeah, we were young. I mean, we were super young, but we broke her arm. You know,
yeah, I mean,
so it was serious.
I was hitting like 30 or 40.
Yeah, and I was flooring it.
You're in a turn.
We had this
40.
You remember the little road? We had this little road, like this beautiful little road. Looks like out of a story or something. And go down to the cemetery where all of our like family was buried and stuff like that, and gorgeous. And this has this little church. It's just a little country like hometown church, you know.
We've had
like family dinners there, and we've had stuff, you know, we've done stuff in that little church, and you know, it was just a good memory. But it was the coolest, windiest little road to get down to it. And you know what's so funny is when we were kids, didn't that feel like the longest road ever?
It
and
was
now,
like, oh my God, are we ever going to get to the graveyard?
Right,
you know?
Y'all know that feeling where it's like. It's like when you're older, you're like, wow, that it was only this tall. Like, I only climbed up this tree and it was only this tall. Yeah. Like, it's so weird how you think it's so much bigger because you are actually so much smaller. But I loved going on the go-kart down that road and ended up breaking Sade's arm and then spent the rest of the day trying to come up with some kind of seat belt for the go-kart so this wouldn't happen again, because I was so sad for my cousin. And
I remember it was literally foam cushions from Marshall's, or like, you know, one of those places with like a yard or three of pleather, you know, some type of material, and then a staple gun straight to supply wood that was sitting on a metal frame that was like 1-inch pipes by 1-inch pipes.
Yeah, this is the real deal, Cullen.
That Papa Sam like put together with an engine that he got out of an old 1962 Honda.
Oh,
and he had the starter fluid, you know, spraying that down every time we took off. And
yeah, you had to crank it like a lawnmower, right?
Oh my God, gas is on your right foot, gas is on your left foot, brake is on your right. It was just like one of those like homemade welded. He was a welder, I think, and yeah, it's in the family, and so
yeah,
he welded this frame together, and that's
Papa Sam.
Golly, it was the most comfortable, scariest go kart I think I've ever seen in my life.
It was definitely it was a little bootleg. Okay,
it was
a little duct taped together, some of it, but it's okay because it worked, and they let us ride it around this little cul-de-sac we were in.
That thing would get up to like 60 if it really wanted to.
Yeah.
Like if he let it really rip, he would like, and he would do it sometimes. He'd like pull on something back there on the engine.
Oh, yeah, and let her go. Let it fly. Baby.
That kind of leads me into my next story about this one time where he had us riding around the parking lot one time. Oh, my God. I wish Granberry was here to talk about this, because she would, like, tell this story so much better, because she probably remembers
it. Was it a parking lot, or was it in
the parking lot across our old elementary school.
Wait, who was this? Papa Sam?
Papa Sam and me and Annie were in the go-kart that he had...
He had rigged together.
Built.
Built.
And it kept like fizzing out on us every time we'd hit a turn or something or hit the gas. So he was like, hang on.
Something's wrong with it.
He's like, I know what's wrong with it.
Yeah.
Come here. And so he
had to tinker with it.
He
just had to tinker with it.
So the engine's kind of like on the left, and it was like an open frame system on the back, on the right, or vice versa. And he's standing on the freaking opposite end of the engine frame. Me and Annie are leveling it out, basically, as we're riding.
Okay, Papa Sam's a big boy. So let me set that up for you. He was a big man.
Gosh. And all I remember is hitting turn about 15, 20 mile an hour thing on me. Because it kept
way too fast.
The engine kept quitting on us. So he was back there on the frame, hitting it with starter fluid and cranking it back for us every time it stalled out. Mm-hmm. And after about the third time, I hit that turn and we went up on two wheels for about a good 3 seconds. And it was just like, straight out of a movie.
I would have freaked out. I'd be like, jump off, save us.
Annie hit me and, you know, she bumped me in the shoulder because we're up on my side, I believe, because all the weight was on that side as we're turning into it, you know. And Papa Sam was right behind me. And I felt like I hit a log and just went boom, 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 boom.
Oh, no.
And that leveled me back out. And I kept kind of going. And I was like, what just happened? Oh, my God. Annie, are you good? I looked back. Papa Sam's gone.
He's gone.
He's laying on the street. Like,
I remember
you know?
All this, but I don't remember any of the like gruesome details.
So we do a quick B, you know, we flipped a B and went back to the scene of the accident. And apparently his leg, as it hit that turn, his leg kind of slipped off one of the frame rails or whatever. Ooh. And the chain caught his gizzards, his mom was saying.
God, the chain caught
his, him. His innards were exposed.
His innards were exposed. Son, daughters, you just need to go up in the
like,
house now.
I don't remember the exact number, 100, 300. It was a bunch of staples and a bunch of fatty tissue. And, you know, it was like we pulled back up and mom and dad met us as we pulled up, and all we heard was, y'all drive. Just drive.
They wanted you away from it. He was bleeding. There's innards.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean,
yeah.
It went right up the inside of his leg. And
staples. It was
he was never
those, like,
the same.
Mm-mm. No, yeah. That was kind of like,
goodness
woo.
Gracious.
I don't know how you could be after all that.
Yeah, that is crazy. We were wild ones. But, hey, I mean, you know, you were a kid and you were having
fun.
So,
yeah, the guilt, you know, that's just one of those things. You're like, I just ran over my Papa Sam.
I know, that's crazy.
And
I just ran over my Papa Sam.
And that was
thank God he was okay. He made it out of it.
Side note here, I want to commend my parents and everybody about this because, like, that was one of the coolest, or not coolest, but, like, they made me make myself sure that it wasn't my fault. You know, they went out of their way to say, you know, and even Papa Sam, like, after everything, he was
like, it's not your fault.
I'm an idiot. Like, I should have thought about it. You know, and so I was like,
my weight on the back of the
car. He was like, I don't know why I didn't even think about that. Because he weighed twice as much as we did combined plus the go-kart. You know, it was just like his weight on it. And as soon as I hit that turn on the left going 20, it just all went up.
You were going entirely too fast, Colin. Yeah, you were just going too fast. You were a kid having fun.
You didn't realize
the weight and the situation. But, I mean, thank God he was okay. And
13, 14. So, I was definitely underage.
Thank God
he's okay. And, you know, he's gone before us.
You know what? I actually was thinking about, now we're talking about Papa Sam, who's our grandfather on our mom's side. Well, I was thinking about grandmother on dad's side and how, we would, I would go out and take her car, right? So I'd sneak over, I'd take her car, I'd go joyriding with my friends. I'd be 15, you know, six, maybe even 16, but I didn't have a license. I couldn't get a license until my sister got one, so I drug her to the DMV by her hair and made her get a license, but I was ready to go. But I would go over to my grandmother's house, and I would take the car, go joyriding with my friends, right? And then I come back, and I don't know what I was doing. I think I was passing the house, because I don't know if y'all have ever snuck out, and you come home, and there's that moment, there's that, like, 10 seconds where you're walking in the door and you don't know what your fate is. Like, are you going to be caught?
Are they up or are they not?
So you do a drive-by or two to see if you can tell before so you can prepare mentally if they're...
That light was not on earlier.
I'm telling you, we've got...
The hall light.
Yeah, was the hall light
they
on?
Would get
like
sneaky.
You're trying to remember every single detail of the house, like if it looked like it'd been woke up or not, you know. So I'm driving back and forth. So I go, I'm like, okay, I think it's cool, right? I think it's cool. So I go and I park the car, and I come in. We had a park in between.
I think I remember
Christmas. Okay, yeah. So in between. In between our house and my grandmother's house, it was just a park, right? It was a park. So you had to walk through this dark park at night. And so I went and parked my grandmother's car. Of course, I couldn't park it in the same place she had it. And so she was confused. She thought she was crazy. The next morning,
she's like, my car just magically moved. Because dad's like, grandmother, stop. I felt
so bad about that later in life.
You make it, like, you literally made her grandmother's
We made delusional. Her think that our grandmother was crazy.
She thought her car kept moving every night.
How can you not figure that out? Like, someone, like, the lady is not lying.
We're
She's
so
mother.
Bad. Yeah, the lady's like, Howard, my car is really not in the same spot. Mom, shut up. You're just delusional.
You're getting old.
And then we're in the background snickering, high-fiving. Like, we're so bad. Don't tell mom.
Don't tell mom.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I'm sorry, everybody in our family.
Listen to this story how I got caught. Let me tell you. This is the sad part. And I don't know what my parents were thinking by not figuring this out. Because I came home this night, and everything was dark. I thought I was good. I'm walking back across the park. I go to get into the house, and I'm trying to sneak in, and who's sitting in the dark on the stairs but dad? I am busted.
He used to bust me a lot too.
My gosh.
Straight up Marine style.
Like ninja.
If he was in the Marine still, he would have had a machete with and a satchel with his eye patch on with like mud under his eyes.
Uh-huh. Painted up. Like that's hiding what,
that's,
in the
shadow. That's like what I used to think about. And I was like,
yeah, we
do
thought
not
he was really doing that stuff.
Mess with dad. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like he freaking just sat
here's the thing with
3 o'clock
though.
In the morning, he's sitting there like a daggum banshee, just like what?
This is what I saw. I'm walking across the yard, Cullen, and I saw the light of his cigarette in the dark.
Oh,
that cherry burning. And it was like, in my whole.
That's
so
like
you know what I did? Listen to what I did. I started mumbling to myself and pretended like I was sleepwalking. I swear to God, I pretended like I was sleepwalking and lost.
No,
and dad
didn't.
Comes and he's shaking me because, Cullen, I used to sleepwalk. You remember?
That's a whole other podcast.
I was a crazy sleepwalker. I'd be slamming doors and everything.
So, oh my God, I got a good one. Oh, okay, keep going.
Wait. So let me finish. Oh, so then he tells me that he sees this car going back and forth in the night with the high beams on. Back, that was me slowing down in front of the house to see if the house was woke up. And I had my high beams on the whole time I was driving because I was so stupid and young. I didn't know I'd turn the high beams on.
Oh my God.
I thought
you're
I just
so
had
lucky
the lights
to even
on.
Be.
But they still didn't figure out that we were in grandmother's car, that was grandmother's car that was going back and forth. And I told him that I had met a friend in the park. Because he wasn't buying the whole sleepwalking thing. I told him I had met a friend in the park, and he just shaking his head, and I think he wanted to cry. He was like, why did I raise somebody so stupid to think that it's okay to just go meet somebody in a dark park in Southside, Birmingham, in the hood? You know what I mean? Like, what am I doing?
Moved. Yeah, that's crazy. That's hilarious.
Yeah, I know. It was just nuts that, like, even after all that, I drove by, and he was talking about, he was like, were you in a car with the high beams on, slowing down in front of the house? And he still didn't realize that was grandmother's car and that I was driving it at, like, 15 years old.
It's so funny.
Driving
like,
back and forth. And
looking back on it now, it's like, you outsmarted him by that much. You know what I mean? Fist bump. Like you literally outsmarted him by that much.
You, Trixie.
Yes, Trixie. Because like he's like an ex-Marine or whatever.
He's a chess player.
So he like had those blinds cracked. He had that alarm set or something because he was like
waiting.
What? Where? He was like, he probably counted how many times the same car drove by, but he didn't realize it was your stolen grandmother's car.
I know. But you remember having to steal the car out of the side yard and having to park in the exact same spot.
Yes.
And then they started writing down the miles. Like, they started getting smart.
Oh, my God.
And then dad gets so lazy, he told me to go downstairs and write down the miles. So I was like, okay. And I just make sure I drove around. How many times have we drove around 20 more minutes just to make sure that the mileage was on the same number except a 100 past.
Wow, we're getting so dirty.
You're like, Dad, you just missed one number. It's 100 miles. Who drove 100 miles last night? You know what I mean? Like, you're crazy. He's literally driving around. It was like trying to put just the right amount of gas in it.
Do you realize how bad we were? Like, the more I think about it.
I thought we were okay.
I mean, we were okay.
I mean, I saw movies with, like, street gangs and little kids. You know, I wasn't one of those.
But did we, like, get it from our friends and just try to, like, one-up them?
Or was it, like, I was that kid, though. I think my mom told other people, like, not to let their kids hang out with me because I was a bad kid. Like, my mom literally was trying to rescue other kids from me.
Yeah.
And I can't help it. Like, I was just sociable.
No, Nancy, I'm sorry. You really don't want your daughter Stephanie to be your friend at all.
If I had a nickel for every time someone, my mom said that to somebody else's parents, and I'm right there. I'm like, Mom, I'm right here. I'm fine.
Oh, my God. I always tried to, like, okay, so wait, let's, I was about to go into a whole
I want to stick to this. I know you've got more driving, because I remember some nights where you made it by the skin of your teeth coming back.
My
like,
God.
Come back from your girlfriend's house. Or
Bingo, the dog,
he was our worst enemy, nemesis.
I'm like, Bingo, dude, you live in our house. I snuggle you in your bed filled with hay.
Why are you barking? Don't you know? Like, and we had to dodge him.
He wouldn't even bark. He would just, like, he would, like, defend. You know, he didn't know. It was, like, startle him, I guess. And so you had to make sure.
He just wanted a good night's sleep, dagummit.
Well, it was just crazy, like, in my mindset, I guess, at the time. It was, like, one of those things where you just want to make sure you're not startling too much to wake the parents, but just startling enough to wake Bingo.
Yeah.
So you want to, like, shake the leaves.
Like, or, hey, like, Bingo, hey.
Or, like, do the whole, like,
It's me, baby, it's me.
You know, just like a woodpecker or something. Yeah.
You're like, if we're going to do this.
So if we're going to do this. My parents are good. So then you make sure no lights turn on. And then you make sure
this
the dog.
This is just trying to get out of the house.
This is both in and out. Yeah. And like, you think you're good when you put that car
in
park.
You get halfway up the driveway.
You think you're good when you put that car in park and dodged all the cops and, you know, all of that
you're
stuff.
You're home. You're safe.
You're safe. Like, your heart dropping. You're just like.
You even remember to turn the radio station back on. You remembered everything. You had all your eyes dotted. T's crossed.
The chair.
The chair. I know I didn't leave the chair like this.
In my rearview mirror. Why is my rearview mirror tilted?
Yeah, something.
Like, all that dumb crap.
Yeah, we'd always come up with something. I was in here digging around looking for something.
I bumped it with my head.
anything though, they weren't stupid.
They knew exactly
they knew
what
they were doing.
I'm like, I don't know what smells like Cheetos and Budweiser in here.
No idea.
What's the cheese on the roof?
We were nuts.
Oh my God. So yeah, they weren't dumb, but like the biggest thing was getting past the damn dog.
Damn dog, yeah, I know.
And making sure he was good and legit, because he would literally, if you woke him up, he had to pee. If he had to pee, he would ring the door, or, you know, he would knock on the door, and then your dad gets, mom gets up, whatever, and you sit there and you smell like Cheetos and Budweiser.
Yeah.
And she can tell your comforter, you know, they knew everything.
And you know, we were doing all this. We were like gung ho about doing all this crazy shit. For what? For what, Cullen? It's because we wanted to go ride around in the car with our friends. I mean, that is it.
The more I think about it, you're right.
Literally, I got pulled over one night and I wasn't even going anywhere. Okay? I was literally
I
was in a boy's van. Cullen, I was at the top of the driveway. Do you remember this? I'm at the top of Brian somebody. He had this van, and in the back of the van, y'all, I shit you not, it had eight ball beanbag chair, it had a disco ball, it had posters, black lights. It was like a shag carpet.
It was a creepy white van.
Swear to God, dice on the mirror. I can't make it up. I'll try to send a picture in, but listen. I was sitting, doing bad things in this van.
Clipping my toenails.
We were doing bad things in this van, me and like a bunch of my friends, because it was like a party in the back. And we were literally across the street at the top of the driveway, right across from my parents' house. Like, me and my friend, me and Annie, snuck up, got in the van, did our bad things, opened the van, and we were going to go back down. That was it. Well, while we're sitting there, a cop pulls us over. We're all in the back of the van.
He pulls behind you. I remember this. I'm snug as a bug in a rug at this point.
Yeah, Cullen's being good for once.
Oh, man. I was like the little golden boy through y'all's little shenanigans. I remember all this.
So the cops go down. They literally walk down the driveway. Assholes walk down the driveway. Sorry, y'all. But I was real upset. They walked down the driveway and woke my parents up. And we hadn't even left the house. I was like, we haven't technically even snuck out because we're still at home. Like, we haven't even gone anywhere yet.
They totally stalled you.
Yeah, meanwhile, the smoke's like the billowing smoke out of this van. We're just, I mean, you know, the other two boys, they had to call one of them's parents to come get him. Mom was telling his parents, hey, don't let your kid hang out with my daughter. She's a bad influence. You know what I mean? Like,
oh my gosh. And I remember the whole time I get woken up or whatever because then they knock on my door. They're looking for suspects at this point.
Looking for me. Yeah.
They're looking for everybody. I'm like, what is going on?
You're like, I'm calling him like he's this angel.
I'm like, I'm sleeping. I was butting.
Kelly got home 10 minutes before us.
I mean, yeah, totally. And I think I even met y'all before and then let's all like, peace. I can't stay up here anymore.
Yeah, right. I think you did come up there for a minute.
And then I'm like, but no, my point of the story was like, I think y'all didn't tell me this time, but I was like,
there's been more than one time.
Why didn't you tell me? Like, you know, when y'all.
Why didn't you tell me?
I was pissed that I got woke up, and then I was pissed that I didn't know about it on the same breath, you know?
Yeah. How dare you not invite me?
What? Y'all got busted without me?
you had FOMO.
But then I was like, okay, whatever.
Okay, whatever. You got caught, idiot.
Yeah, you dumb. And then you retaliate. You're like, see, you're stupid and immature. Yeah, but anyway.
Well, we had a fun, man. We did have a good time, like, trying to sneak out. I remember stealing your car a time or two.
God.
There's one time you still don't know about this day, and I ain't.
There's one time I... We'll have to do 50,000 likes, and she'll tell the story, right?
50,000 likes, and I'll tell Colin. Colin might punch me in the face like a man. I mean, he might turn around and just... I'd whoop me. I mean, I told Corey the story, and Corey was like, you bitch. Like,
no, maybe there is one time that you...
Think that I know that I don't know that you know that I know. Oh, God. And the saga continues.
I know. Because I remember. You remember?
I remember.
Was it at a hotel?
Oh, Colin, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God. Was that a different story?
I'm so sorry.
Wait. Was this the time?
It was the hotel.
It was a hotel. What happened at the hotel?
Cullen slashed his own tires because he thought somebody had stolen his car, and it was actually me. And I was in the car with him, and Cullen was like, do you have my car? And I'm in the car. And I was like, no. What are you talking about? And he was like, somebody stole my car. My car's been stolen. And he's freaking out.
I had a friend come pick me up, and I was like,
I ditched the car. I ditched the evidence at this hotel. And then I go home, and I'm helping Cullen try to find it. I'm like, who could have stole it? Was it that asshole from school?
And I called your bluff. I knew it.
No, so he went.
I took you with me, and I, in front of you, slashed my
in front of me,
a screwdriver. I was like, this is like, you're not going anywhere, you know? I was like, this is
it. He was so mad.
Oh, my God. I was like, my little sister just stole my car.
I think you weren't. You thought that somebody had stolen it, and you were waiting. He waited forever at this hotel for this, whoever stole his car, to come out, because I was not giving in. I was not, like, I was poker face. I said, yeah, asshole, stole your car. We could sit here all day and wait on this jerk, and he's going to come down here, and you're going to give him a piece of your mind, Cullen. You're going to beat him up.
I was so
mad.
And
we sit there to like nightfall, and then we got stuff to do, and it's like, Cullen's like, well, he ain't going nowhere in my car, and he slashed the tire. And I was just standing there like, oh, yeah, you really showed him, Cullen. I was so sad. Like, I felt so bad about that forever.
Oh,
but
gosh.
There was some more times. I would steal it while you were at school, and when I was playing hooky, I would take your car to go dual ride on playing hooky. But I had to be back before the period that I knew you were going to go play hooky.
Oh, my gosh.
You were going to go try to sneak out and play hooky.
That's one of those things I'm like, my air conditioning's blowing on my face, not at my armpit.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, why is it different?
Just that was my teacher aid class.
Oh, my God.
I was at the library. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Sorry, Colin.
Hang on.
Yeah, I know.
We have another. Let's get this.
I seriously could tell driving stories all night because we like live to ride.
So many. It was like once you hit that age of like.
Oh, yeah, that's done.
Oh, dang.
Go check it.
I just forgot about the SD cards. Weird. This is all audio. This is all audio podcast from it. I bet for the last 15 minutes.
That's okay.
We got into it just then.
Go check it.
Okay, let me check.
All right, listen, guys.
Our assistant, if you just heard that noise, is in the back.
He's not.
That's another good transition segue right there.
I know, right?
We have Jay.
We got Jay from JK today here.
He was back here. Hey, you got to come tell a story about how you didn't, or how you drove. Well, I check these SD cards for the podcast.
Hey, that's a good idea. Let's hear from our guest spot here.
Put this on.
Come on, Jay. I know you got to drive.
Oh, wait. Yeah, he's got a long drive home.
Go check it.
Yeah, that, and then I got one more thing while they're doing
okay.
that.
Okay, all right, good deal. What do you got, Jay? I know you got some. You know, Angel. I can tell by looking at you.
No, I gotta figure out how this crazy stuff works.
Cullen sits like Zach Morris, so you can.
Well, I'm AC Slater.
I did something.
All right, what are we talking about now?
All right, so give us your best driving underage story. I know you've done it before. Well, did you ever sneak out, steal the car, take the car, or did you ever do the go-kart thing or the?
I didn't do all that, but I did. My brother's about 2 years older than I am.
Uh-oh.
And so one summer after he had turned 16, he'd gotten a. What's that? What? Huh? He had turned 16 and gotten a car. My parents were left us at home.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. All right. So long story short is he let me drive his car up and down the street in our neighborhood when I was 14, 15. And the clutch burned out on it.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Are you sure it was the clutch burned out? You just didn't know how to drive a stick shift.
I didn't. I was 14 years
old.
He
burned the clutch out. That's
and so my dad, you know, when we told him and all that, he said, why is the clutch burned out on this? This is crazy. This car, of course, we didn't tell him that it was because a 14-year-old was driving it the whole time.
Because
it's
some guy that doesn't know how to drive a car is driving around burning that up.
So that's how I learned how to drive, and that's my car story that my parents do not know about.
They really don't know about that?
No, they have no clue.
Oh, you are busted. So, we're calling them and telling them to listen to your story tonight.
If my dad's listening to this, he's going to find out that the reason why the clutch burned out was because I was driving it up and down the neighborhood.
Oh, busted. You just told on yourself. I think it's okay, though.
Well, you know, clutches are hard to drive when you're...
I didn't even know how to drive a stick shift.
Especially when you don't even know how to drive.
I know. I did. I had to drive one away from the scene of a crime. Cullen got picked up by the cops, and I never drove a...
And so you ran and left him?
No, he called me to come get the car so it didn't get towed. So our parents didn't know. And so I went to go pick it up. Yeah, we talked about this last week.
So she came to pick it up in my old stick shift.
Yeah, I had to go pick up his car, a stick shift, and drive it away or it was going to get towed. And I didn't know how to drive a stick shift. And the cops just sitting there watching me, like waving goodbye to me, letting me drive off. And I'm like, and I got the hell out of there, buddy.
See, cops can be nice sometimes.
Yeah, he knew. He knew I didn't know what I was doing. And then I didn't.
At least you got away.
I didn't drive a stick again until I was like 28 years old or something. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, I thought you were 28 now.
Nuh-uh. Thank you. I'll take it. Go on. So.
And you're home.
Oh,
I love it. Yeah. Thank you so much for telling us your don't tell mom story. I'm excited.
Uh-oh. What's going on here?
I'm happy that that you told us something that we actually don't know about.
Yeah, I know. I'm a little nervous about it.
That your dad actually doesn't know about. That's awesome. All right, so
he might ground me now.
Hey, thank you guys so much for watching. Let me plug Cullen up real quick so he can sign us off. If it works, we're actually
now. This is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. Is that right?
That's right.
That's right, Cullen.
You're good. All right.
All right.
Let's do this.
Hey, thank you guys so much for watching. If you are watching, you can see that we're like doing experiments now, so it's time to go. But thank you guys so much for listening, and see you next week for sure.
Thanks for having me, guys. Enjoyed it. Y'all are awesome.
Yes. Thank you.
The JK Today in the house.
The JK Today. Thank you for coming. Y'all check out our Instagrams, our YouTubes. I'm the Southern Fried Maple Leafs on both. And Cullen, plug.
Cullen 27. Get it. Like the water man. Y'all already know this.
They already know. All right, guys.
Hey, thanks for watching. Don't tell mom. Hey,
what's for Two Times Tuesday. Woo! Jacked head turned everything. I was like, I can't hear. My headphones are out. Yeah.
I was just trying to put
this and this are out.
what's going on?
You are doing too much. You need to sit your ass down. I'm sure you got it. I'm going to punch you in the face and sign off. Sit down.
I was like, oh, this would be dope if I could get us all in here hooked up. We could just sit here and chat for a minute. But yeah. Then I was like,
you got to plan that shit.
It's too important.
You got to plan that shit out. I'm recording this.
What?
Because I have this new fancy thing and I haven't used it yet. And so I can do my podcast on the street.
On the streets.
From the streets. Yeah, I need to get your best Don't Tell Mom story.
Yeah, we're all.